Blog Talk Radio.
I'll give you all my worship. I'll give you all my praise.
Welcome to Sunday Night Music and Praising Our God with Diane Linning. This is your host, Diane Linning, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. So glad you're with us here tonight. As for most of our songs, you can order that one online. It was an interesting kind of far-out song, You're Worthy of My Praise. I know some of you like that style. It's not my favorite, but for many of you, you like that, so I do try to have a variety. Again, that's You're Worthy of My Praise with Jeremy Camp singing that. You can Google it online and order some of this music that we play from time to time. We're so glad you're with us. We are going to start in prayer as we've done the last couple of months, reading the Lord's Prayer together from Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for each one who is here with us listening at this broadcast. We're so grateful for each one and so appreciative of the fact that the Holy Spirit has drawn each one to hear about you and to learn how to worship you. Worshiping is a part of your plan for our lives, and we're so grateful for that. And we pray that you would bless those, especially those who have recently become new Christians and those who are older Christians, to help each one to continue to grow into the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was our example in the New Testament. Pray that you would help them to show God's love to one another through their acts of kindness and through listening guidance from the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would give each one health and proper nourishment. You would give them wisdom with how to take care of themselves in order for their lives to be greater harmony with one another, harmony with nature, and harmony with their neighbors. Pray God's blessing upon each one, no matter which country they're in, whether they live in Kenya or Chad, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Cambodia, South Africa, Israel, Morocco, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, India, Japan, Australia, Korea, China, Taiwan, Vietnam, Borneo. No matter what country they live in, God, we haven't listed them all, but we know that you know each and every country and each and every person in the world, for we know that you know the numbers of the hair on our heads, for you know it when the sparrow falls. And you are omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing. We're so grateful to be a part of your family. And be with us tonight as we worship you and help one focus in worshiping you, God. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Let's finish this song together in an attitude of worship before we start. Praise the name of God. Thank you. Bless each one here at this time to praise and worship the Lord. December is the month that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And in worshiping the Lord, Americans over the years made up Christmas songs. And so we won't do all Christmas songs tonight, but we will do some throughout the month. And then around Christmas Day itself, we'll do the Christmas story again, which is available in archives for you to start listening to now from last year. If you'd like to do that, we have it in Spanish, Chinese, Lao, and Thai. And we hope to get some more languages this year, hoping for Vietnamese and Swahili and Spanish that we had last year too. So let's listen to a song called O Come All Ye Faithful. This is what we call a good standard Christmas song that Americans play every year in remembrance of the faithful who love, follow, and worship Jesus. So let's listen to O Come All Ye Faithful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. Well, remember last time, I think it was Friday night, I was telling everyone about Hallelujah is the international word of praise to the Lord. So no matter what language you speak, everyone says Hallelujah. And you can find that word in Psalms 106. That's the first word of the chapter. And it's a wonderful word of praise for all Christians around the world that can bring us together in praise to the Lord. I'm going to read that. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. How good you are. Your love for us continues on forever. Who can ever list the glorious miracles of God? Who can ever praise Him half enough? Happiness comes to those who are fair to others and are always just and good. Remember me too, O Lord, while you are blessing and saving your people. Let me share in your chosen one's prosperity and rejoice in all their joys and receive the glory you give to them. Both we and our fathers have sinned so much. They weren't impressed by the wonder of your miracles in Egypt and soon forgot many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against you at the Red Sea. Even so, you saved them to defend the honor of your name and demonstrate your power to all the world. You commanded the Red Sea to divide, forming a dry road across its bottom, yes, as dry as any desert. Thus you rescued them from their enemies. Then the water returned and covered the road and drowned their foes. Not one survived. Then at last his people believed him. Then they finally sang his praise. Yet how quickly they forgot again. They wouldn't wait for him to act, but demanded better food, testing God's patience to the breaking point. So he gave them their demand, but sent them leanness in their souls. They were envious of Moses, yes, and Aaron too, the man anointed by God as his priest. Because of this, the earth opened and swallowed Dathan, Abram, and his friends, and fire fell from heaven to consume these wicked men. For they preferred a statue of an ox that eats grass, the glorious presence of God himself. Thus they despised their Savior, who had done such mighty miracles in Egypt and at the sea. So the Lord declared he would destroy them. But Moses, chosen one, stepped into the breach between the people and their God and begged him to turn from his wrath and not destroy them. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, for always being so loving and kind. We love you, dear Lord. We praise your name. You know, we just read Psalm 106. It's right about in the middle of the Bible, if you want to find it. And isn't it interesting, in light of our present day occurrences that are happening around the world, how Egypt was included so much in the focus of this time in the history of God's chosen people. And he mentioned here how some of the people were envious and jealous. Envy and jealousy is a part of human nature, but I really think it's more a part of the devil's world. And I don't think envy and jealousy is the kind of character and trait that we should exhibit as Christians. We need to show God's love, His unconditional love, and be grateful for the blessings that those around us receive. And then they can be grateful and share and be happy when it's our time of blessings. And often when people are blessed, they share a little bit with those around them. So be grateful to everyone's blessings from God, for they're all blessings of God, whether they be to you or to your neighbor or to someone down the road that perhaps you don't like, but maybe they're still a child of God. God blesses us all, and we all know that the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and sometimes the unjust benefit from the blessing God sends upon us because they're our neighbor. But we can still be grateful and bless and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, we just pray for Egypt right now. We know they seem to have taken center stage again in world history and the lives of the world at this time. Lord, we pray that you would protect the Christians who are there and help them to stand together and to believe and trust the Lord for their protection. And we bind the spirits of evil that would come against them to harm them. For we know there are many followers of Satan who are out there trying to kill Christians under a guise of their religious belief. How shallow and evil and wicked is such to kill one another for something they believe. Lord, but we pray that you would pluck the evil wickedness out of their hearts and soften their hearts, Lord, and woo them unto you by your Spirit. Reveal yourself to them through the Christians that are there. Help those Egyptian Christians to band together and to show God's love, and may your power and glory be demonstrated through them there. Give them the strength, Lord, to stand together and protect them. Put the hedge of protection around them and their angels around them to fight on their behalf, to cause the other ones not to see them through the evil heart that they viewed them in the past. Help those who follow Satan to be bound in the name of Jesus from harming anyone who's a Christian, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Now, you know, many of you may already know this, but Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And so there is a Christmas carol that we play around Christmas time that's O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's just praise and worship the Lord as we hear that song. continue to worship the Lord together and just keep our minds focused on worshiping and praising the Lord. And let's just listen and praise together with "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High," sung by Lord, for being so good, for always being so loving and kind. As the Lord redeemed you, then speak out. Tell others He has saved you from your enemies. He brought the exiles back from the farthest corners of the earth. They were wandering homeless in the desert, hungry and thirsty and faint. "Lord, help," they cried, and He did. He led them straight to safety and a place to live. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for His loving kindness and for all His wonderful deeds. For He satisfies the thirsty soul and fills the hungry soul with good. Who are these who sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, crushed by misery and slavery? They rebelled against the Lord, scorning Him who is the God above all gods. That is why He broke them with hard labor. They fell, and none could help them rise again. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and He rescued them. He led them from the darkness and shadow of death and snapped their chains. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for His loving kindness and for all His wonderful deeds. For He broke down their prison gates of brass and cut apart their iron bars. Others, the fools, were ill because of their sinful ways. Their appetites were gone and death was near. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and He helped them and delivered them. Continue that in just a moment. He helped them and delivered them. He spoke and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for all his wonderful deeds. Let them tell him thank you as their sacrifice and sing about his glorious deeds. And then there are the sailors sailing the seven seas, flying the trade routes of the world. They too observe the power of God in action. He calls to the storm, wind, the waves rise high. Their ships are tossed to the heavens and sink again to the depths. The sailors cringe in terror. They reel and stagger like drunkards and are at their wits' end. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them. He calms the storm and stills the waves. What a blessing is that stillness as he brings him safely into harbor. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for all his wonderful deeds. Let them praise him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nation. He dries up rivers and turns the good land of the wicked to deserts of salt. Again, he turns deserts into fertile, watered valleys. He brings the hungry to settle their land and build their cities, to sow their fields and plant their vineyards and reap their bumper crops. How he blesses them! They raise big families there and many cattle, but others become poor through oppression, trouble, sorrow. For God pours contempt upon the haughty and causes princes to wander among ruins. But he rescues the poor who are godly and gives them many children and much prosperity. Good men everywhere will see it and be glad, while evil men are stricken silent. Listen, if you are wise, to what I am saying. Think about the loving kindness of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I like to give opportunity each radio show for people to come to know the Lord, just in case it's the only show they ever hear. I don't want to miss that opportunity. We know in John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven." Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Isaiah 53:4-5, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So you can claim healing tonight as we pray the salvation prayer in just a moment. We will pray that together in just a moment. Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, and I believe that Christ died on the cross shed his blood for my sin. As you pray this, say, I receive your forgiveness for my sin. I am willing to turn from my ways to your ways. I'm willing to step out of darkness, step into the light that you shed my path, Lord. Invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask you to walk with me, help me along the way as I grow in maturity. As I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, and I will listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit that you sent for us as a help. Live a good Christian. Help me show your love to others around and make your glory shine. I of you for your glory. Let others around me know your glory. First Peter 2:24, it says, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. That's symbolic when it says that we die to sin. It means we give that up. We let those shackles of dead sin fall off us, like our dead skin fluff off of our body. As we can let the sin of our past drop off no longer. We want to live in the way of righteousness, according to how God wants to live. We know that by the wounds that Jesus suffered when he died on the cross, that we read about last Wednesday night, I read about when he died on the cross. Now he was wounded, hurt, pierced, his thighs, very painful death, and the blood came from his body. And by those wounds, we believe that when you claim it for yourself and then go and walk in righteousness, God will live. Praise him. Look to the scriptures for how to live that life. Pray daily to the Lord. Worship to the Lord with us every Sunday night in this time of worship. And ask the Lord to reveal to you the ways of the Lord, good ways to live, what things in your life you want to give up and let drop off of your body. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord, and thank you so much. Now let's glorify the Lord and listen to Twyla Paris as she sings We Will Glorify. Remember, you can order these online. Just type in We Will Glorify in Google. Let's glorify the Lord together and worship together. we can all say that together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say it with me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say it with me. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to worship the Lord together? And tonight we sing with the angels in heaven for all the new ones who've come to know the Lord and have joined God's family. We're so glad to have you in God's family. Let's just worship together as we listen to Amy Grant sing El Shaddai. El Shaddai. You can order all these online. El Shaddai. Let's worship together.
El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Continue to pray for us as I'm starting to reach out as well to all the Spanish-speaking countries of the world. I started a Spanish-English broadcast last month, and I plan to do that every month from now on in Spanish and English. And so I'm hoping we can all pray for one another all around the world. And I'd like you to remember that God loves one of us in his family, and each one of us has a part in the body of Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for each person individually, that you would strengthen them and give them encouragement, whatever position or circumstance they may find in their life. Lord, I pray that you would prepare the part of the world now that we're moving to include next, all those Spanish-speaking countries, Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Brazil, Colombia, I know there's some I've missed, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Jamaica. They don't speak Spanish, I don't think, but want them to hear it. And the Yucatan part of Mexico. And Lord, we just pray that you would greet everyone who speaks Spanish, as well as all those who've been hearing us quite a while in English and Thai, Lao, Chinese. We pray you'll prepare also the hearts of the Vietnamese as we start Vietnamese in January. Pray that you would bless our Vietnamese, Lord, and heal her and help her to be well. Lord, for we have worked for you, and we want to accomplish your purpose here on earth. Praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to share good news with others. Worship the last minutes together here and focus your mind on the Lord. And I will be saying good night near the end of this song. God bless you. Soften the hearts of those yet to come to know you. Find spirits that are Remember, God loves you, I love you, and all our co-hosts love you. Till next time, God bless you. Good night, or good day. Bye-bye.